and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Andy Field. Fellow Republican Matt Gaetz has begun his push to fire House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from the leadership job. Gaetz and other Republicans not happy. McCarthy got a deal with Democrats and moderate Republicans stopping a government shutdown. So who would Gaetz want as next speaker? A Louisiana Republican.
Our number two is Steve Scalise. I think very highly of Steve Scalise. I would vote for Steve Scalise.
Former President Trump speaking with reporters after spending hours at his property valuation fraud trial in New York.
It's election interference. They're interfering with the presidential election of 2024, and the people of our country see it.
This is the penalty phase of the trial. The judge already ruled Mr. Trump and his company committed fraud. On the south lawn of the White House, President Biden holding an event celebrating the Americans with Disabilities Act passed 33 years ago.
History shows it's often not the people in power, but the power of the people that moves the nation forward.
This is ABC News. Artificial intelligence does pose a danger. One Hollywood star says he's living proof.
Tom Hanks sharing this on Instagram. Beware, there's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it. The actor seeking to protect his fans from being duped by the power of technology when videos, likenesses, even voices can be manipulated by AI.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. Bed bugs appear to be taking over parts of Paris, prompting worries about next summer's Olympics.
The French government vowing to deal with the widespread rise of bedbugs in Paris. Videos surfacing on social media show bedbugs spotted in public places like movie theaters and high-speed trains. The French transport minister promising to convene a meeting with transportation providers this week to explore possible actions. Others are calling for the formation of a task force to tackle the spreading infestation. A recent study found 1 in 10 French households have already had to deal with bedbugs. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Andy Field, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, he need cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Robert.
Oh, we don't hear you. Looks like you're... All right, Haley. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic, and it's always great to have you on. And it just seems like I just saw you yesterday. It's very bizarre. I don't know. You must be on my mind. Oh,
you kind of did, didn't you? No way.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe three days ago. I think that was 3 days ago. Thursday, right?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, and I want to really give you a big peeny geegee. That was sent out live on Thursday, and it's all over Facebook and
oh, really?
YouTube
I didn't know that.
Now. That's awesome. And people look for it. And we had a long discussion with Dr. Stately. We had a guest in there, and we were talking about COVID and just the history. And there were some things that, you know, like, it's really good that we're doing this symposium because there's things that I have forgotten. And there was a few things about your story and that I believe I didn't know. So there was a few times we were together in the studio at AM 950. And there's a few times that I got a little teary eyed and I acted like I got something in my eye, but it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, it did get a little bit heavy. It was a little shocking to me, too. It's kind of like I don't know if I told you this or not, but so today is my last day of being 60 years old. I'm 61.
What?
Yeah. So you know, and I find that, you know, kind of around this time I like start thinking about things like, you know, gosh, you know, mortality and stuff like that. And that conversation we had on Thursday was like reminded me that I had those moments, those days in the hospital where it really sort of like, you know, it felt like my life was hanging in the balance. And I had a lot of thoughts and ideas about what I wanted to try to accomplish over the next few years. And I've actually accomplished quite a few of those things professionally. I needed mm-hmm. to do a better job of like, finding balance in my life, I think, for my family and for my own personal life outside of my work. And yeah, so I think 61, the next rotation around the sun will be focused on trying to find and carve out a little bit more time for me to do the things that are also good for my own well-being. So yeah, I'm really focusing on that.
Definitely, Dr. Stately. And I'm 62. Average age of a male in the United States is 78, and we know it's less for Native Americans, significantly less. But let's say I lived till I was 78. So I realistically have 6,784 days if I were to live till I was 78. So for me, that puts it in perspective in a big way, too, is that these days counting down, we have to, one, take care of our family, take care of ourselves, and take care of the community. And sometimes it's in different orders. And but as long as we're taking and leaving a legacy like you have and are with your work and your family and your boys and your other, you know, the rest of your family, too, that know you well, you're looking pretty good. So I have work to do still, but I feel like 6,000 days is not that many.
No, they go by in such a flash. You know, I was like thinking about this, and I just realized, like, you know, I don't feel 61. Although I don't know what 61 feels like, but you know, like the only thing I would think of is like when I was much younger, I would think, oh my God, that's so old, right? And you know, here I am, a little baby elder, you know. creeping up on 65. I posted this thing on Facebook. I had this really interesting conversation when I picked up my medicine on Saturday afternoon. I'm at the pharmacy. The pharmacist who knows me really well, she's known me for about 14 years. She's like, she asked me for my birthday. So I told her, and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's like, aren't you excited? And I said, for what? And she said, well, in a couple of days. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, I'll be 60. I said, oh, you mean like I'll be able to retire soon? She goes, so I don't think that's going to happen. She goes, no, you'll be eligible for Medicaid. And just think of all of the discounts you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God. She's saying this in front of a big group of people standing behind me, all waiting for their medicines, too. And I was like, you know what I'm not excited about? You just telling the entire story. I'm 65 years old in a couple of years.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm glad Goodwill gives you a discount at 55. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Well, you know, and I've been enjoying that Denny's discount for at least a good 10 years. So, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, shoot. You know,
nothing tastes better than discount eggs.
Yeah. Commode eggs. You got some commode eggs happening, right?
Exactly.
Shoot.
Wow. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's, I think, you know, it is that conversation we had last Thursday about like the days I was in the hospital when I was sick with COVID. Didn't know if I was going to see my kids again. Really, really. That was probably easily the most difficult and frightening experience. It was like, I don't know if I'm going to see my kids again. And knowing that they were only 14 years old or 13 years old, and that I wouldn't be able to, and the thought of not being able to be here to finish the job, you know, I have one job that is the most important job. Yes, I have all these really great things I do professionally, and they are very, very, very fulfilling. But my one and most important job is to raise these boys into strong Dakota warriors, teach them how to be responsible men, how to be kind and considerate and compassionate, and give back to the community, and you know, and be a good relative. And that, you know, they're 16, they're very self-focused, so that job isn't done yet.
Right. Well, and their brains don't really stop developing until they're about 25. So you got another 9 years that you got to like help mold these young ones. And we know Haley's 25 now, too. So we're working on her, too. You know, where'd she go?
I don't know. She's probably working on your mold in the background.
Yeah, definitely. A resin mold.
Can you guys hear me?
We can, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you can hear me. Okay. Well, good to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll show you how to set up that microphone. It's always different, especially when we're going back and forth. But I think it's to leave a legacy. And I think that's what, I don't know if I can speak for your mother, but I know Clyde and Vernon and all those Amster gangsters that hung out with your mom have left a legacy.
My life has been filled with powerful women and powerful Native men who all left a tremendous legacy. I'm really clear that my life and all the benefits I have, they have been built on their shoulders. Like I've been gifted this path by the people who came before me. My job is to make a better path for my kids and everybody else.
Right on. And I agree 100%. Thank you for saying that. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
2023 is here, and you can make it the Year of the Eagle with the National Eagle Center. You and your family can enjoy exciting eagle experiences, including field trips, private habitat tours, and exclusive behind-the-scenes tours. Meet live eagles up close, view bald eagles and golden eagles in the wild, and receive personal one-on-one education with dedicated and knowledgeable eagle experts as you journey into the world of eagles like never before. Learn more and plan your unforgettable eagle experience today at nationaleaglecenter.org/experiences.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Now we're husbands, wives, parents, and friends. And sometimes we forget that the biggest challenge can be asking for support. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for veterans. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. It matters.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition. Hey, just want to give a shout out to here, Robert. Native Roots Radio will be doing a live show from the Minnesota History Center with Native American Initiatives on Saturday, October 21st from 11 to 2 for the opening of their new exhibit, which is titled Reframing Our Stories.
Right on. Can't wait. Maybe we'll have Dr. Stately as a special rare guest coming down there and checking in while we're live at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So we're here with Dr. Stately. He didn't nod yes or no. This is a radio show, so we're gonna guess that he's not gonna come. But hey, we're here with Dr. Stately at Native American Community Clinic, and we're just kind of reminiscing of last Thursday and how far we've come. And that was one of the sayings when I first sobered up, is that you really can't judge how far you have to go. It's more of how far you've come. And I think looking at, your life and looking at my life, we've really done a lot of good things, but it's hard to see sometimes when you're in the middle of the fire.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's also, you know, I don't know, like, you know, you're an old time AAer and so am I. I got clean and sober almost 37 years ago. And I remember like things that stand out for me, and every once in a while they just kind of pop into my head, like those, you know, those foundational bricks that, you know, those old time AAers kind of buried deep inside my head, you know, as little nuggets. They turned into like, you know, foundational bricks over time. Because I got sober like you, I think when I was 23, so I was a young man when I got sober, you know, a whole lot of stuff changed. I stopped drinking and I stopped drugging, but I was still a pretty decent a-hole for about another. Turns out that those things aren't actually necessarily related.
Dr. Stately, I still am, but I was really, really, can you imagine this being young, a tolerance tester for a lot of our elder AA members?
Tolerance tester is a good name for it. Yeah. So like, you know, like I used to have this, this really wonderful, I finally got this really amazing sponsor when I was like, when I got to LA. It took me about 4 years to find him. So this little Indian guy, native guy, native and Mexican, Ray Dela Cruz. He's gone. He's not with us anymore, so I can't break his anonymity, but he was really amazing. He like gave me some real nuggets. He was like, he'd say shit to me like, oh, sorry. He'd say stuff to me like, there's no way for you to accept God's tremendous gifts that he has, or creator's gifts that he has for you, if you're hanging on to that bag of SHIT so tightly with both hands, you gotta let go so you can grab the next thing. And I was like, oh my God, it took me a while to figure that out.
Have a like, good
what
one.
What is he talking about?
Did I ever tell you that story where I was like, I went to a meeting and I said, oh my God, I almost relapsed. I was at the bar cashing my check. And then it was never really a meeting where people gave you feedback, but it got to this guy that I really respected who had what I thought was a million years. He had like 17 years. And he asked me, he goes, Robert, have you ever heard of a bank? Why are you going to bars cashing your check? It's like a bank. Whoa, that was a spiritual awakening right there.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I was a slow learner in a lot of ways when I was brand newly sober. Like, you know, I moved to LA when I was 20, like 4 months sober. I dashed out of here because I was worried and afraid. Like every single person I knew, like for the most part, all my friends used, many of my family members used. And I was just terrified that I would use again if I didn't get the hell out of Dodge. Mm-hmm. So I went off to California. I had one person that I knew that lived in LA who was in a recovery house, and I moved down there and, you know, started over, didn't have any money, no job, no nothing. I just kind of said, running for just basically to save my life, you know, and I did what I had to do, you know, to sort of kind of just muddle through. I like, you know, old timers would talk to me and I'd think, oh my God, you know. So I just finally, I had a good 5 or 6 years of trying it my way, you know, before I had gotten there. So I was like, well, I got to do something different because clearly, like, you know, that phrase they say, like, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Trying it over and over the same way you've always done it. Well, you know, I think, well, they're talking about me because I'm like, keep getting the same result. So I left Dodge and I went out there and, you know, I was starstruck. It was Hollywood, right? Yeah. I went to my six-month meeting, and I took my six-month chip, and Carrie Fisher was speaking at the meeting, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, it's Princess Leia, for God's sake. Right?
You know what they call that, what you were doing prior to that for 5 years? They call that self-will run riot. And I'll never forget this. There was a guy I went to the meetings with, and he had a TV show and a radio show locally, and the way he said it with his radio voice, self will run riot. I'll never forget that.
That's funny. Well, yeah, a little bit of myself ran riotous and willfully, even after I got in early recovery. It took me about 4 or 5 years to sort of kind of really figure some things out. And, you know, that's what it is also about. It's like, I think one of the things that I always think about is like, you know, you think about, there was certainly, I look, reflect on my life way back then. I didn't think I had a whole lot to contribute to the world. I didn't have a whole lot of self-esteem. Ray, the
oops, we lost Dr. Stately there. He's freezing again. He's at that, he has that good internet out there in Washington County. We might have to have him disappear here for a second and come back. But it's funny, Haley, like he was saying, all these old timers, like they were bumper sticker sayings and they all kind of came true. And, you know, it's like, why are these sayings still around? Why are these old hokey sayings? Because they work and they're valid. And but you don't see that. And especially when you're going through things, I think there is Dr. Stately again. Yeah, I was just talking about these bumper sticker sayings, Dr. Stately. It's like, why are these so prevalent? And it's like, oh, well, because they work.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the other thing I would say is like, you know, for a really long time, like I went to AA. I went to my first AA meeting when I was 17. Didn't really catch for me until I was 23. Took a pretty, you know, almost a life ending accident for me to sort of kind of really grab sobriety. So, you know, as a hard head, I had to learn the hard way. I had like severe hard knocks, life of hard knocks here. But, you know, not everybody has the same journey and not everybody has the same trajectory. And when I became a professional, like working in behavioral health as a psychologist, and now I run chemical health centers and I run an entire health center, it's like, I know that like my journey isn't everybody's journey.
Right.
And there are a million pathways to recovery, a million, because there's hundreds of thousands of millions of people that are sober. Right. So everybody's journey and pathway is different. Mine doesn't have to be yours. Yours doesn't have to be your sister's or your brother's or your cousin's or your auntie's or your uncle's. Like everybody has their own pathway. It's what's important is for you to find your own.
Right.
And so like, you know, I work for an organization that is deeply, deeply invested in harm reduction and in low barrier access to care and services and recognizing that some people need something different than what I had. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. But I remember this, Ray, I was saying says to me one day, he says, if you want self-esteem, cause I was whining around about not feeling very self, like I was having any self-esteem. He says, you know how you get self-esteem? And I said, how? He goes, do something esteemable. he goes, get out there and do an esteemable act. Do something that actually is worth something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, when he first said that to me, I was like, well, you MMFer, and then it finally dawns on me one day, like, oh yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. Service work, right?
Yeah.
I built a really amazing life that's so incredibly rich and so fulfilling around being of service to my community, to my family, to other people who are struggling with addictions. Like I have the most amazing life that I didn't know was possible when I first got sober. I didn't believe it was possible.
You know what I like, Dr. Stately, to kind of talk, you kind of talked about that just a little bit before you changed subject there, is that AA, one of the things that I love to see and hear, and I wish I could live my life like this, but they have no opinion on outside matters. And what that means is just what you said. People sober up different ways and different. It's not just AA, but it's like, what a concept, not having an opinion on outside matters. I'm the opposite. Jeez.
You have an opinion on inside manners and outside manners.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Dr. Stately, we'll be seeing you soon. Appreciate you stopping in. We're really working you hard this month. Maybe we'll have you on Wednesday, too, for the heck of it. No, I'm just kidding.
You go, Wobman. Take care.
Right on. Up next, Wendy with our Sacred Animal section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking...
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. After an intense two-day search, a missing 9-year-old girl who disappeared during a family camping trip in upstate New York was found safe.
We learned from New York State Police 9-year-old Charlotte Senna was found alive and in good condition tonight. Multiple agencies involved in this search, more than 400 people combing this area. But tonight she has been found alive and police say she is in good health. And also a suspect is in custody.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Representative Matt Gaetz offering his motion to vacate the speaker's chair, setting up a showdown with Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
There are bigger questions here about the timing of all of this, because you certainly have Republicans who are frustrated with McCarthy, but they do not believe now is the time and the place to be doing this. Remember, this is a short-term deal to keep the government funded. We will be revisiting this fight in about 45 days, right before Thanksgiving, and I've talked to a lot of Republicans here on Capitol Hill who say the focus needs to be on that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. This is ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested...
You're with our two godchildren on Saturday.
Yes.
We did. And it's a farm sanctuary. So they have all farm animals who have been rescued from dire situations, really. And they're cared for there. And we went there for Wally's Jumpiversary. That's what it was called. Jumpiversary. It's his sixth anniversary that Wally, the pig, jumped off of a slaughter truck, headed for the slaughterhouse, and he was rescued, and he's at the sanctuary now, and they have a fundraiser every year, and this is his sixth
year, and we went there and we met Wally and we met all the other animals, and it was a really fun day.
Yeah, I even had my medicine bag eaten by a goat. Was that a goat?
It was a goat.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Us city folks, we're not really sure which animals.
It was a big
which.
Furry dog.
No, we know what they
horns.
Are. But it's really good. So they're located at 1976 County Road CC in Richmond, Wisconsin. It's a nice, pretty quick ride from the Twin Cities here.
Yeah.
And they've been spreading compassion since 2015. Mm. Yep. They give public tours every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And they have all different events during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny. So we went with our godchildren, and you know, you could feed the pigs apples, you right. know, you could go in the pens and pet the sheep and the goats.
They love the rabbits.
They had rabbits there. I mean, it was really very nicely. It's a beautiful setting. The animals,
music.
You could tell.
Live music.
They had live music. The animals, you could tell, are all just happy and relaxed. You know, they're not going to be killed and eaten. And they live a peaceful, beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
You could go on their website, and they have events throughout the year. Soul Space Farm Sanctuary in Wisconsin.
Bought some bread from them too, right?
Yeah, zucchini bread, and they had a food truck
vegan.
There, and they had a silent auction, and you know, a lot of people were there. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So they also have volunteer work days, the first and third Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. And it was really funny because our godchildren, so one is 8 and one is 5.
And they're definitely city kids.
They're city kids. They're from Minneapolis. So, you know, they were a little like, you know, should I touch the goat? Or, you know, there was some flies and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I told them both when we were leaving the sanctuary. Oops, my phone just dropped. And we were waving to the animals. Okay, bye, till next time. I said, hey, guys, I'm going to set us up and we're going to go and volunteer and, you know, clean the pens and, you know, scoop the poops and, you know,
mm-hmm.
rake the hay, whatever we have to do. And Olivia, who's 8, looked at me and she goes, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's going
volunteer,
fun.
Olivia.
Yeah, so check them out. You could donate. They have a Patreon. They really do really fantastic work.
You could probably trick them into that. Tell them you're going to take them to the theater or something.
We go. I'll hand them a rake and a shovel, and we'll get
and a
going.
Mask.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, it was really fun. So I really enjoyed it. You know, mm-hmm. I love all the animals. They had a donkey there named Amos too. That was really cute. And, you know, all the animals there are used to people being around. So they're pretty friendly. In fact, one of the women had a board with all different paint on it. And she brought it into the roosters and chickens because they peck at it and they paint. But
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she came out and I said, oh, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I put some paint on a board and they like to peck at it and paint. But nobody feels like painting today.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it was hot. It was a hot day.
You
know, they really weren't expecting it to be so warm. It was in the high 80s.
Right.
You know, it was really a hot day. You know, they have it, you know, beginning of October. You think it's going to be, you know, 65 degrees,
mm-hmm.
but it was 85 degrees instead.
Yeah, it's warmer than that, I think, with humidity. But I'm not a meteorologist.
Yeah. So for me, I loved it. I really enjoyed the day. I would definitely go back. And I took some pictures. So what I started doing, Robert can chime in here, is I paint and I started painting pet portraits. So
that's hard to say.
It is pet portraits. So I'm practicing right now and I'm doing pictures for family and friends for free. And eventually I'd really like to get a website going and maybe not a website. People
Instagram.
Don't use like an Instagram or whatever. And then try to paint pictures of animals for money and then donate some of the proceeds to, you know, a rescue organization or a, you know, a farm sanctuary like this. So,
well, stay tuned for that. Excellent job, and everyone's really amazed when they see your photo. So when we get that Instagram up, we'll talk about you know, people want to knock your door down and have you do them. They're really awesome, but you'll probably have to do some sort of lottery thing or something so you're not overwhelmed too, because people, especially with the holidays coming up, people are going to really want something like that. And we have like paintings of our past pets too that are really nice too.
So definitely I'll, you know, and the other thing that I really, I feel like it's important to me is having, like, I painted one of our neighbor's dogs. The dog's still alive, but he's, you know, he's getting kind of old. And I always like to know about the dog. Like, do they like to, you know, just like their about their personality. So I could think about the dog or cat. I haven't done any cats yet, but I mean, if I do a dog, I suppose I could do a cat. I like to know about the dog so I could think about the dog while I'm painting it, and it kind of helps me. And the other thing I really try to do is I get the outline of the animal. Lucy, okay, I'll paint you too.
Yeah, Lucy wants to be painted.
Yeah, what I need is a picture. So I always just tell people, just send me your favorite picture of your pet, and I just kind of copy it and paint it. And after I outline it, one of the first things I paint on the dog is I try to get their eyes.
Right, the soul.
Their eyes done, so that while I'm painting it, I'm looking at their eyes.
Yeah.
So I'll let everybody know, like, when that's coming up, and I'll give you my information.
Examples will be up there. I think they'll be blown away. I mean, we're not just kind of talking, like, mine would be stick animals, you know, with the... you know, these are really good.
Yeah, and they're pretty good portraits, and people who I've given them to, they're very
appreciative,
and they're very surprised you know, I don't get that. I mean, the animal's like not exact, but it's a rendition of the animal, and you could tell who the animal is.
Absolutely,
you know, as soon as my aunt, I did one for my aunt for her birthday, and as soon as she opened it and looked at it, she was like, "Oh my God, Nala!" Yeah. Like, she knew exactly.
That was a good, you one know, too. Who they're Nala all good, was, but so. Nala, the eyes.
And I'm really having a really good time painting them. Like, I feel like really relaxed and very happy, and like almost a meditation, really. Right. Yeah, so I'm really, really enjoying it. So.
And it's coming out. You don't know how, it's inspired, creator inspired. You know the backstory, and you don't remember a lot of the painting process until it's done, right? You were saying something like that.
Yeah, it's really kind of weird. It is. Yeah. Like, I look back at it, I'm like, oh my God, I just painted that.
Right.
And I've been doing them on 8x8 canvases, what people really like. They're, you know, not too big and not too small. And then they have, like, they're 1.5 inch thick. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could set them on a table, put them on your nightstand, you know, or you could hang them. So, you know, they're really cute. So that'll be coming up, and I'm excited about that. And I'm, you know, I literally like dream about painting, and then wake up and I want to like get in my room and paint.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. So, I'm going to be calling it Pilot's Palette.
Yeah.
Like a painting palette.
I get it.
Pilot's Palette. And our little dog Wanda, she's our little logo.
Yeah,
I just have to redo her, and so there's things I have to get. I want to get an email, I have to get an Instagram, a Facebook page, and once everything's up and running, hopefully in the next week or two,
I'll be sending
out some information and all of the paintings that I've done so far, and we'll see what happens.
Well, maybe we'll talk you into doing a Fun Fact Friday, and by then everything will be set up and that can be one of your fun facts.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was at the vet. You know, we take Lucy to the vet every Monday. Every Monday she gets fluids because she has kidney failure. She's holding her own. She's 17. She's doing really good. I showed the vet tech there that I see every week. You know, she, you know, I just walk in and she's like, "Hey, Wendy. Hey, Lucy." You know, because we're there every week. But I showed her some of the paintings that I did, and she was like, "Oh, wow, these are really good." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have to start selling them so I could pay for Lucy's fluids every week. It gets expensive." Now she's starting on medication for arthritis.
Oh my God! So hey, up next, Wendy Pilot. Fun fact: Monday here on Native Roots Radio presents "I'm Awake."
Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950 KTNF St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, it's Fun Fact Monday here. We're switching it up a little bit here, Wendy. Wendy's been so gracious to come in and talk about some fun facts. But also, you have some other things you want to talk about before you get into fun facts? Was that?
I have a funny story I want to talk about. And I just want to remind everybody to check out Soul Space Farm Sanctuary in Richmond, Wisconsin. It's a great little sanctuary for all kinds of farmed animals. Robert, a couple, listen to this story. A couple on a 13-hour flight were refunded over 1,000 euros after being seated next to a farting dog.
Oh.
Yeah, Gil and Warren Press were traveling from Paris to New Zealand with Singapore Airlines when the emotional support dog started snoring loudly during the first leg of their trip.
Oh.
Quote, I heard this noise, a heavy snoring, Gil told Stuff. I thought it was my husband's phone, but when we looked down and realized it was the dog breathing, I said, I'm not having this sitting next to us the whole trip. Yeah, they also claimed the dog wouldn't stop farting during the journey. It was then when the couple alerted the staff and asked to move, but there were no more spaces available. Quote, they couldn't have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolleys through. So it had to come in further, which meant his head was under my husband's feet. She continued, my husband was in shorts and was getting the dog's saliva goo on his leg. Yeah, the pair were offered $116 in travel vouchers, which they were unhappy with. They pushed for a refund and have since given approximately $1,410, which they plan on donating to a charity for guide dogs.
Oh,
yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool, right? The spokesperson for Singapore Airlines said Singapore Airlines apologizes to Mr. and Mrs. Press for their experience on board their flight from Paris to Singapore. The airline endeavors to notify customers who may be seated next to an assistance dog prior to boarding in circumstances where customers seated next to an assistance dog requested to be removed will be assisted to reseat customers within the same cabin if space permits. Honestly, I would sit next to a farting dog any day.
Well, more than a farting person. You don't know.
Right? Or a smelly person, or a person who has all that cologne on, or, you know, someone. I mean, really, a farting dog, give me a break. But I'm glad that they're donating, you know, the money to, the seeing eye dog thing, right, or whatever. So that's good. I just thought that was a really funny story. And it made the news. I saw it in a couple of different
news outlets.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, but a couple of other facts about animals. In 1 year, an owl, in 1 year, an owl will eat over 1,000 rodents.
Wow.
So please don't poison my meals, right?
Three rodents a day.
That's crazy, right? So if you poison the rodents, if you put, you know, out for the rodents, and then the owl eats the rodents, then they get sick. Yeah, we were just talking about Wally.
Everything's connected,
It is. Everything is connected. We always talk about that.
Lead bullets,
the lead bullets, the lead what do you call those lures
that like sinkers
that you use for fishing.
Yeah,
those are also lead, and those poison the waters. Yeah, well, that's a whole nother story. We talked about that, right? The NRA has very strong lobbying power, and they don't want any change, even if it makes if it's common sense change, like let's stop using lead bullets and let's use other bullets. They find that, okay, if they stop this now and we have to make this change, what's next after that? So they don't want to make any changes, even if the changes make sense. That's why they don't have good gun control in this country anyway.
Yeah.
Fun fact Friday. Fun fact Monday. Manic Monday. We're calling it Manic Monday. So we were just talking about Wally at the Soul Space Farm Sanctuary. He was the pig who jumped off the truck headed to slaughter.
Yeah. Escape.
Yeah. So here's a couple of pig facts.
Oh.
They're smarter than dogs.
Yes.
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 Smarter than dogs. They dream.
Oh.
Yeah. They can run up to 11 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the pig that we saw, they were gigantic, those pigs. I can't even tell you how much they weighed.
Right.
They can recognize their own names at just 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they love belly rubs. Yeah.
They were kind of muddy. They were keeping cool because it was so hot.
Yes. And the guy had the hose out. So, it was very muddy.
But that's how they keep cool, in that mud. But it's hard to rub their tummy. You got your manicure all dirty.
I put my whole hand in the mud to grab the apple that dropped.
Oh.
And then I kind of wiped it off with my hand and gave it back to the pig. But Robert, fish are smart.
Yeah.
Studies have shown that fish can remember events, tasks, tests, other fish, and recognize human individuals for months and even years. So they have a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember fish feel pain, a sign at a restaurant where mm-hmm. I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody drew.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of your reassurance of claiming your art. It was a fish and it's fish.
Oh, I remember pain. That was a long time ago. They had fish on the menu. Yeah. So I drew a picture of a fish
on the whiteboard leaving the store, leaving the one of our former sponsors. This I think one. They're coming back too, so oh, we won't say good. The name.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, really. I used to have a fish tank with fish in it, and I had fish that would see me and like run over to the right. edge of the tank and like want, and they would feed. And then I would like put my finger and make like figure eight, and the fish would follow me like they were playing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I never knew that story. The things I learned on this show.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that fish tank. Possums. You know, we love our possums.
Yeah.
They're such cute little animals. So please don't hurt or kill possums. People They're are chill. Afraid of them. They're totally chill.
I hopefully our son-in-law isn't listening to the show, because they do listen once in a while, her and him. And
yeah.
But Why? He got scared when he saw that possum in our backyard well, during Christmas.
Yeah, but they'll act like and they'll hiss, but they don't do anything. They can listen to this about a possum. They can withstand up to 80 rattlesnake or coral snake bites.
Wow.
Yeah, and thanks to them, we have snake venom antidotes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, plus in a single week.
They'll eat the mosquitoes, right?
Not mosquitoes, close. Plus, in a single week, one possum can eat 5,500 larval ticks.
Oh, and they ticks.
And they rarely contract rabies.
Wow.
Yeah, so possums are your friend. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I know we've had, yes, Lucy, we've had a heat wave here, but... Just a couple of reminders. All right. So before I say this, I want to tell you this. So Halloween, you know, a lot of people decorate their houses really cute for Halloween, but yeah. they use that fake
spider web.
Thank you. The fake spider web. And it's kind of sticky and you can hang it all over the place. But a lot of animals are getting caught in it and bugs geez. And butterflies. So don't use that. Right. Don't use that because... yeah, animals and bugs and butterflies and whatever else is flying around out there get stuck. And listen, okay, when it's really cold out, the animals will go into your engine to keep warm. Just right. bang on your hood first.
Right on.
Yeah. Hey, you won't have to worry about that for a while. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Wendy. And I can't wait for your business to expand. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which you stand on, is sacred ground, and it's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly. Their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even
principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moy.